Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Stephen King back on the show. Steve is a great member of our Brain Trust now for a handful of years, president and CEO of Growth Force, and the author of The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, also one on increasing profits, also on reducing fraud. You're starting to get the picture. He is an expert in helping you operate your small business. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Steve, you and I have spent a lot of time over the years talking about how to help people build a strong financial management strategy. And you and I both know that, as we both have said 1,000 times, you can have a great product. You can have a lot of things going for you. But if you can't manage the pennies to make the dollars take care of themselves, you're probably not going to sustain a successful business very, very long. And so we spent a lot of time talking about that, and that's still true. But today, in an era when we have a crisis in America of not enough people to do the work, we have to one of the things you're working on right now is helping people blend that financial strategy with a human capital strategy. This is not optional anymore, is it? This isn't something that you can think about. We got to be doing this. What do you think?
Well, you know, as you know, Growth Force provides outsourced bookkeeping, accounting, and controller services, and I've been doing this for over 30 years, and we serve thousands of clients, small businesses of all sizes. And what I've, as a data junkie, what I've studied is what's the difference between the companies that are wildly successful and the ones that struggle. And the difference is they understand you need both a financial management strategy, because winners keep score, right? They're making data-driven decisions. They have numbers at their fingertips that help them to pull the levers of success. And they have, just more importantly, though, they understand that it's people that drive profit. And you can have all the scorecards in the world, but if you don't have a human capital management strategy that helps you identify the behaviors that are going to be successful and build a high-performing team, you're not going to be able to get there.
Well, and so what you're talking about then is not only hiring the right people. That's it all begins there, right? You got to bring on the people who can actually you can delegate to and who actually will perform and show up every day. You got to do that. That's fundamental. But you also have to know what you're not only you can't just measure people. You have to know what you're going to measure in advance, right? I mean, that's one of the things. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who don't know how to measure, but they don't even know what they're supposed to be measuring. What would that be? What's an example of what they should be measuring?
Well, you know, for me, as a service business, and we primarily provide our outsourced accounting department to service businesses and nonprofits, the number one metric is employee turnover. Because, as you said, there's not enough people. That means headhunters are calling into your company every single day, and the worst thing that can happen to your business is that your best person, the highest performing person that's trained on your value proposition, that knows your customers, and they come in and they say, I got bad news. I got my old boss called and gave me an extra $10,000 and it's closer to home, and I'm gonna give you 2 weeks.
And they just got poached right out from under you.
That's the biggest expense. The single biggest difference between the companies that are wildly successful is they keep people together for a long time. The AICPA issued a report called Valuing the Human Dimension. They found that 86% of the value in a company is the people, the relationships with the customers and the vendors, the understanding, the IT, the intellectual property. And they suggested that publicly traded companies have a required footnote disclosure of employee turnover. And so if you can recruit for behaviors, just like you said, but then recognize and reward those people based on who contributes the most to profits, because right. you can see it on at your fingertips, and then reward them with incentives, you'll keep them a long time.
Well, one of the things that I've tried to say here as often as I can is, if you wake up in the middle of the night with a nightmare that was basically your best person, your key person in the whole company, just got poached, and while you're wiping the sweat off your brow, you say, what would I have to do to keep that? How would I counteract that offer? Well, whatever you came up with, you better go to the work today and make that happen with that employee today before they get poached. What do you think?
Exactly. It's too late if they came in and said, I got another offer. What you got to do is go in and identify what are the goals of the company. What's your drivers of success?
Hey, Steve, hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after the break, and Steve's going to identify some of these elements you need to be measuring in order to maintain the proper human capital in your business. 20 Tail, right back with Steve King.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.